comes to pass, penetrating and perfect truth, is seldom met with, even in 100,000 myriad couples. Now we can see and hear it, we can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself.
Amish to the Buddha, Amish to the Dharma, Amish to the Sangha. Professor Ji used to talk about the importance of getting our conjunctions right in religion. She meant, in particular, to be very careful about and or. For example, it's not all is one or all is different. It is all is one and all is different. Another example, it isn't doing that which is good to do or just sitting still and meditating. It is doing that which is good to do and making room for the purely contemplative part of life. This morning we're doing our annual great memorial ceremony. And all the beings all the people who have died in the past year especially, we offer merit for these people. And of course, as one gets older, one finds that every year, people who are in one's own age group have died, people who one knew very well, perhaps, have died. This is something that's happened, and it can't be undone. And here's one of these really important ands. Rather than an or. This is something that's happened, and it can't be undone. The past is past. What has happened in the past can't be undone. And there's still something one can do that benefits the past. And we do that when we offer merit, as we do in this ceremony this morning. In Buddhism, at least in our way of doing Buddhist practice, we do a lot of memorials. Each of the ceremonies that make up our morning office is an independent memorial. It ends in the offering of merit. January 5th in this temple every year, we do memorial for all the monks who have lived here who have died. When we offer the merit, it doesn't change the fact that the person died or that anything in their life happened that did happen. It doesn't change the past. That's the all is different side of things. But in the all of us one, there isn't past, present, and future. I don't know what effect the offering of merit has on the past. But note that in our morning service, and in our festivals, we offer merit for people who have been dead for hundreds or even thousands of years. is not for us to determine the use that that merit is put to. We just offer the merit in trust that it's put to good use by the Eternal. Here's something that's, for many of us, closer to home in our own life. In our own karmic inheritance, there is much spiritual need, often connected with particular events that happen, with particular beings with whom our stream of karma was in some way entangled. Once there is that kind of entanglement, the need of another being and our spiritual need have come together in some way. So where there was an event in which two beings together made a karmic jangle that in some way they now share, even while they carry their own part of it independently. That spiritual need can be addressed through the offering of merit. Suppose, for example, that someone was the victim of another's cruelty and both beings are now left with this a karmic jangle. One is perpetrator, one is victim. Suppose one has someone who's doing Buddhist training has inherited, say, the victim side of things. It could just as well be the perpetrator side, but we'll just say for now the victim side of things. One can offer merit for that person in one's stream of karma who was the victim, whose pain and confusion one has inherited. One can also offer merit for the perpetrator. Sometimes it's a case of mutual victimization, mutual perpetration. I have one of those that stuck with me for decades from this lifetime, from when I was young. It happened in a very short period of time. But it left a distinct pang. That still sometimes comes up. But now I know that I can actually, when that is coming up especially, I can actually offer merit. Both for myself and for that other person. And I know that that merit will be used by the Eternal for the benefit of both. And of course, just in offering the merit, it greatly helps me. It's like a kind of a pouring, a kind of a water of compassion on a wound. So here is a really important and, where so often we think there is an or. The and is you can't do anything about the past. And there's something you can do about the past. You can't change a thing about the past. And that which you inherited from the past can be helped.
Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom.